From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Stock prices in Europe are down this morning, but trading remains orderly amid the war of words between North Korea and the rest of the world, especially Washington. The Euro Stoxx Composite Index of 50 European stocks is down 1.5% right now. London's 100 share index down 0.7%. DAX in Germany down 1.3%. Stock index futures for the U.S. are down moderately, 0.5% down for the NASDAQ future, 0.4% down for the S&P future. The VIX index of market volatility, which had been set on low for months now, is up 12% this morning. Ian Bremmer is founder of the Eurasia Group, a consultancy which monitors global political risk for corporate clients.
Very hard to panic when you have no sense of timeline, right? Markets like to find an individual date. They know when election is or isn't going to happen. When you talk about the potential of nuclear war on the Korean Peninsula, it's low likelihood, incredibly high impact, and almost impossible to pin down until you're really close.
But when you hear that level of rhetoric coming from the White House and then an almost immediate answer from Pyongyang, do you see this as moving into a new, more dangerous phase?
It's both more dangerous, but it also is more pregnant with possibility. I mean, what people aren't talking about is the fact that Secretary of State Tillerson at the same time has opened the door for direct conversations with the North Koreans if they temporarily, at least, stop with their missile testing, which is frankly a much bigger crack in the door than we would have seen from the Obama administration or the Bush administration. So I think it's more likely that we have military confrontation. It's also more likely that we see these two sides engage in negotiations.
So keep an eye on what Tillerson's up to. It would be part of your advice.
Trump has just had the single biggest win in foreign policy since he came to office over 200 days ago, which was a 15-0 Security Council resolution in favor of tougher sanctions. He's gotten the Chinese on board and others in part through bluster and a willingness to be more risk acceptant. Certainly, he's prepared to continue with that strategy. The problem is that North Korea is more dangerous. Their ability to engage in cyber attacks, grab a lot of cash from people, break things, also their nuclear and ballistic missile capabilities, makes them a more clear and present danger to everyone out there, literally as every day goes by. So even though there are opportunities, the fact that both Trump and Kim Jong-un are two leaders with really no foreign policy experience who are both prone to make the big gesture and not have good ways to back it down means that this is a very different environment for North Korea than we've ever seen before.
Ian Bremmer at the Eurasia Group, a consultancy that monitors political risk. Ian, thank you.
Sure. Happy to be with you.